Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from his Son, our dear Lord Jesus. We will continue our services for yet a few moments with still that prayer of faith that if it is the will of our dear Heavenly Father, that he would give words to speak. I will read for a text from the Old Testament, the first book of Samuel, the 17th chapter, verses 37 through 45. And the words are in Jesus' name. David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and a ruddy and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou camest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." Amen. In the beginning, I have joy to bring greetings of love and God's peace from my home congregation there in Longview, Washington. Many sent greetings here. This theme for this afternoon, the children's service. I chose this text as I'm sure it is a very familiar text to every service guest here. You small children, to the eldest one here, I'm sure have heard this portion of God's word. And we remember how David was a shepherd boy. And in this text, prior to the portion I read, his father was Jesse, and 3 of Jesse's sons had gone to battle here to defend the children of Israel against the Philistines. And this text speaks of David, but it also speaks of Goliath. And we remember this Bible story very well. And for you small children who are here, when we think of Goliath, he was a very large man. And if you are looking here to the front, he would be almost twice as tall as I am. The Bible says that he was almost over 9 feet tall, 9'9". So he was a very large man. And they were assembled there, the Philistines on one hill and the Israelites on another. And there was a valley between them. And the Bible says that every morning and every evening, Goliath, this large man, we could say he taunted and he walked down and asked that, is there someone who can come battle with me? That he wanted to settle this with a duel between two individuals. And Saul was there, and it says that Saul was fearful, as all of them were fearful. For not only was Goliath a large man in stature, but he had on a coat of arms. And it says, the Bible records that it perhaps weighed 120 to 150 pounds. So he was a strong man as well, very powerful. And he had a spear, and he had protection, and he was well trained. He was a seasoned warrior. He had been in many battles. And in this text in which we read, it spoke of Saul and how he received David. But perhaps we should back up a little bit. David was sent there to bring food to his brothers. His father, Jesse, sent him there. David was the youngest of the sons, and as was the case, he tended to the sheep for his father. So he went there to the battlefield, and he approached that battlefield, and he saw what was going on, that there were this group on this side and a group here, and a valley between, and a mighty warrior who was taunting the children of Israel. And he went to Saul, and he said, that I will go fight. When we think of David and his life, David desired to trust in the Lord. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of a lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. For you young children, can you imagine going against such a large warrior who had all of the gear, the armor? He had a spear. David went to Saul and he said that he would challenge Goliath. And we read how Saul even offered him some garments to protect himself. But he did not use those garments because they did not fit. He was not familiar with them. But this Philistine, he was very confident. He was well protected. He was there, we could say, sure of his own abilities. He was so sure that he even taunted David and said that unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? David had a cane, a shepherd's cane, and he had those smooth stones in that bag. David trusted in the Lord. This Philistine was not a man of God, but he was filled with his own understanding, his own strength and ability. And he felt so sure that there was no way possible that he would be defeated. Dear brothers and sisters, we see the power of God. God protects his own. David, a small shepherd boy, went with this power and strength from God. And he says in this way that, "Thou camest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I came to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." He went with the power of God, and it comes to mind when we speak of the weapons of battle. In the book of Ephesians, it speaks of those weapons of warfare, where we are reminded of what they are and how that God provides everything for us. Where he speaks in this way, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." And then he goes on to explain, the Apostle Paul, that "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Dear brothers and sisters, in the battle, David went with the power of God. For you small children, I have often thought how the world around us offers so many enticing venues. And the enemy of souls is, as the Apostle Peter says, that he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But also we are reminded in the book of Genesis that he is as subtle as a serpent. He knows when to strike. He knows when he can gain a foothold. Dear youth, dear children, hold fast to this gift which you have. It is a precious gift that you have been given. We know that there is nothing of ourselves that we can do, but it is only through that merit work of our Lord and Savior, which we have even this weekend heard much of, that Jesus died for each one of us, so that we sin-fallen individuals could have hope of heaven. And we find that we live of God's rich grace, that we find how we stumble and how we fall, that on the endeavor that we are faulty. But we have this throne of grace where the writer says, "Come boldly unto the throne of grace in time of need." We find there strength and encouragement to continue on the endeavor. When the enemy of souls tempts and teases, when he causes those doubts to come so close, we find that when we are able to hear the message of the gospel, that we find peace. When we think of you children and how this world, it seems that it is changing, And we could say that it even has become darker. It seems as the end of time comes. But we find also in God's word, we find comfort and encouragement. Jesus says that, cast all of your care and sorrow on him who careth for you. We do not need to bear this burden alone, but rather we can trust that our Heavenly Father, he who knows each one of us so well, that he knows what we can bear. And when we think of our lives and how God provides, that we can find that it's often said in this way that we plan, but God decides. And even as the brother spoke earlier of the will of God, how that God's will is always best. We may not understand, but we can accept, and we can trust, and we can believe. And when we think of children, which this, we've spoke often here of children, how that they have that trusting gaze, especially to the mother. They trust that mother will care for them. We also, as children of God, we put our trust in the congregation mother. We put our trust here where the Holy Spirit dwells in God's kingdom. We, as the book of Revelations reminds us, want to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And we find when we are able, as this weekend we have been able to gather around the holy and precious Word of God, we have not come here to hear the words of man, but we have come here to hear the words of God, that those crumbs of grace would be broken so small that the tiredest traveler could be fed, that they could be encouraged, uplifted to continue traveling heavenward. And my thoughts turn to this when we speak of children, as many of you, we also have been blessed with children in our home. And these children often teach us so much, but we often don't recognize when they are teaching. And I will share a small experience. My dear wife was home with some children that were under the weather, listening at home to services online. And as small children can be, their attention span can be short, and during the services, the five-year-old child asked mother that, won't you read me this book? And mother, listening to services, turned to the child and said that, well, don't you want to hear what God has to say? And the small child answered very promptly, I already know what God has to say. Just believe, that's all. Dear brother and sister, I ask you, whether you are young or old, is the message the same for us? Just believe. The mind can complicate. Doubts can come. Fears can come. But those children, they so innocently speak that which they know. We have in our text been reminded of David. And David was perhaps a little older. I'm not sure of his age. Perhaps a teenager. And how David trusted in the Lord. He had no fear. He had no worry that he went straight there to battle. And we saw such a stark example of the opposite with Goliath. a man of stature, a man who was, I'm sure, respected there in the Philistine army, a fighter. And he had all the protection. But there was one spot that wasn't protected. And he fell quickly to his death. Dear brothers and sisters, our protection, as the writer to the Ephesians says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Have we not this weekend been reminded so preciously of how we put our trust in the Heavenly Father? And even here in this text which we read, we were reminded of David and how David was this kind of a shepherd boy that he simply wanted to trust, and that he had this kind of assurance that he could go to battle, that God would be with him. And when we think of our lives, we don't know what the future holds, but we can sometimes begin to doubt and fear. We can wonder, I think especially for us parents, we have worry and concern. But when we are able to gather as children of God, as we have been able to this weekend, around the holy and precious Word of God, we find encouragement. We find refreshment. We find that we have escorts, brothers and sisters, who wish to encourage us on the endeavor. Those who have gone before, those who have endured the ridicule, the difficulties, the trials. And as the prophet Jeremiah says, that seek the old paths and walk therein. Dear brothers and sisters, nothing has changed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The world will change. Technology changes. And I've often thought of this. It seems that we get reminders on our devices to upgrade and update. But dear brothers and sisters, this living Word of God doesn't need any updates. It's the same for the oldest one here to the youngest. We believe, we simply believe in the Holy Scriptures. That which has been recorded for our teaching and learning today. We do not need to seek any other advice, but rather we can turn to the Word of God, and we can visit with brothers and sisters around the holy and precious Word of God. God's Word reminds us that we are children of the light. And even another portion of God's Word, that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus reminds us that we are children of the light. And he says in this way that, let neither do you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Dear brothers and sisters, even this weekend, the light of faith shines forth into this community. They see, here are God's children. Here is the peace of God, where Jesus says, "My peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you." It is the peace of God. It is the peace we experience when matters are in order and when we are traveling toward heaven. It is that peace of conscience when we find how when we are distressed and troubled, and when we hear the message of the gospel, peace returns. And even this afternoon hour, dear brothers and sisters, if you have come with doubts or fears, worries or doubts, whether you be young or old, middle-aged, whatever life situation, you can uplift your heart even now, and you can believe all doubts and sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. This gospel is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. And I also, coming to this place, feel my own lackings. And I live of that same gospel that can I believe. I desire to travel together with you, brothers and sisters. We are in a good place here in God's kingdom. There's no better place. Do not tire, do not weary. The Heavenly Father knows his own. And he has promised to be with us. And you, dear children, continue to remind your parents. Encourage them. They become tired and weary. And they also live of that same gospel. When you see mother or father, perhaps tired and frustrated, preach that you can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. It is this gospel that gives strength to each one of us on the endeavor. Continue traveling. Dear brother and sister, one day, as the Apostle Paul says, that we see through a glass darkly now, but one day we will see face to face our Lord and Savior. And there will be only joy, no sorrow. And we will no longer need to hear the gospel, for we will have gained the victory. Remain believing and trusting in the promises of God. In Jesus' name, amen.